Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 984, Drugs, Your Brain, and Holiday Sales by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and welcome to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you 7 days a week from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Drugs, Your Brain, and Holiday Sales by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. During the holidays, millions of Americans swarm upon stores across the nation. Stores respond by dropping prices. Why? Why does a surge in demand trigger lower prices? If demand spikes and supply stays mostly the same, prices should rise instead of fall, right? Humor me for a moment. Imagine that you own a retail store. You get about 50 customers each week, but you know 100 shoppers will descend upon your store next week, clamoring to buy your goods. Sweet, you think. But wait, it gets better. These aren't leisurely shoppers. These shoppers have a tight deadline, December 25th, by when they must make the purchase. They're time-crunched, they're stressed, and it's cold outside. These 100 buyers are ready, willing, and able to whip out their wallets and finalize the deal now. Furthermore, you know that this batch of 100 customers won't stick around as regulars. By January, you'll be back to your regular 50 customers per week again. As a store owner, what would you do? Wouldn't you be tempted to raise prices just a little bit? I would. Except that doesn't happen. Instead, retailers respond to a surge in demand by dropping prices. So I'll ask again, why? What can this teach us about our own buying behavior? And most importantly, how can it keep us from getting suckered by sales gimmicks? Listen on. How store discounts trick you. Stores don't just drop prices to compete with other stores. That's part of the reason, but that's not the whole story. Stores drop prices to create more demand. Retailers understand a critical truth about human behavior. When people think they're getting a great deal, they'll make impulsive purchases. Sure, you may need to buy presents during the holidays. That's fine. But discounts and sales are trying to lure you into spending more than you otherwise would, which means that if you want to save money, holiday sales may be your nemesis rather than your friend. According to retail analysts, buyers have three types of responses to a store discount. Neutral. These customers would buy at any price point regardless of whether the item is full priced or discounted. Brand loyalty trumps price. Negative. These customers react to cheap prices with skepticism. Their minds assign a higher perceived value to expensive products. Have you ever heard someone say, "This $80 bottle of wine," as a shorthand method of communicating "this good bottle of wine"? That's the psychological phenomenon of conflating price with quality. The adage, "you get what you pay for," reflects consumer bias towards believing that higher-priced items must necessarily offer better quality. In these customers' minds, if you discount the price of an item, you also discount its value. But there's a third category of consumers. Positive. These customers are impulsive. They love the thrill of a deal, and discounts and coupons trigger them to purchase items they otherwise wouldn't buy. Discounts, coupons, and clearance deals are like crack to an impulsive shopper. They enjoy the irresistible high of scoring a great deal. That high leads to spending more money, not less. By the way, I'm not using the crack analogy lightly. When we're presented with a sale, discount, or deal, our brains are flooded with the same chemicals that may assist in forming addictions. Listen on. Happy chemicals. Why do we love sales so much? Our brains are hardwired to feel happiness in the form of a chemical called dopamine. When we encounter novelty, like shopping for new items, and when we think we've scored a big win, finding a great deal. As this CBS News report says, quote, "During a shopping experience, the human brain releases the chemical dopamine, which has a role in our ability to experience pleasure or pain. It appears also to have a role in addictive behavior," end quote. This rush intensifies when people are presented with a sale, which causes our brain to light up as though it's received a reward. Quote, dopamine is always triggered when we see a sale sign, end quote. So says Mark Elwood, author of the book Bargain Fever. That's what he told KARE 11 News in Minneapolis. Elwood refers to dopamine as Viagra, which I think is hilarious. Sales, discounts, coupons, and deals use the principles of human psychology to coerce customers to spend more, not less. Look, I scored this Xbox 360 for 40% off, says dopamine-fueled brain. Were you planning on buying one? Says rational brain. Well, no. Rational brain, you're such a buzzkill. Stores aren't discounting items out of the generosity of their hearts. They're dropping prices to boost sales, plain and simple. But does the math work out? Let's crunch a few numbers. Imagine that you own a store. You only sell one item, which is priced at $100. Your overhead and expenses equal $70 per item. During the holidays, you have two options. Option A, you can sell at full price to 100 people. Your overhead stays the same. Option B, you can sell at a 20% discount to 500 people. However, your overhead rises to accommodate that additional sales volume. You need to employ extra staff, keep the lights on longer, and handle more customer service inquiries. This increases your overhead by 5%, which is an additional $350 per item. If you choose option A, sell for $100 to 100 people with overhead of $70 per item, here are the numbers: $10,000 in revenue, $7,000 expense, $3,000 profit. If you choose option B, which was sell for $80 to 500 people with the added overhead of $73.50 per item, you end up with $40,000 in revenue, $36,750 in expense, and a $3,250 profit. You've boosted your profits by 8.3% by offering shoppers a discount. But here's the catch. If you run these numbers with anything less than 5x the sales volume, the retailer loses money by offering the discount. If only 4 times as many people shop, for example, the retailer loses money on the deal. Once the sales volume climbs to 5x or higher, the retailer makes mouthwatering profits. So here's the, literally, million-dollar question. Can a retailer get 5 times as many customers to swipe their credit cards by tempting them with a holiday discount? In a word, yes, at least the successful retailers can. More than half of the adult U.S. population shopped on Black Friday this year. More than half. There are 240 million American adults, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 141 million of whom whipped out their wallets for Black Friday deals. That's 58% of the U.S. adult population. That's astounding. Holiday season sales account for up to 40% of U.S. retailers' annual revenue, according to a New York Times report. This phenomenon doesn't just happen in the U.S. In 2012, several department stores in Brazil more than doubled their annual revenue by rolling out deals and discounts coinciding with Black Friday, despite the fact that there's no Thanksgiving holiday in Brazil. The bottom line? Discounts motivate people to flock to the stores and spend more money. No wonder retailers enjoy heavily discounting their items every Christmas, and every President's Day, and Memorial Day, Labor Day, and every other holiday when people congregate at malls or on shopping websites. How to save 100% this week only. I shock a lot of people when I tell them that Afford Anything is a money blog that doesn't promote clipping coupons or scoring hot deals. I don't believe in encouraging rampant deal chasing. Sure, I'll use Groupon as much as the next person, but 9 times out of 10, I'm using it impulsively to buy junk I don't need. Whoa, 50% off a cucumber coffee grounds facial? Score! Frugality is an extension of a consumer mindset. If you're thinking about scoring hot deals, your mental focus is on buying stuff and not on boosting your net worth and benefiting the world. Sure, you're finding discounts and deals, but you're still a spender. You'll save 30% by purchasing the item on sale, but you'll save 100% by avoiding the purchase in the first place. Think like a creator, not a consumer. The key to saving money isn't chasing deals or discounts. It's curbing your impulsive spending. Staying out of stores and away from online shopping is the single most effective way to curb that impulse. So avoid the sales and beware of steep holiday discounts, especially if you're trying to build your savings or pay down debt. Those sales might be more dangerous to your bank account than you realize. You just listened to the post titled Drugs, Your Brain, and Holiday Sales by Paula Pant of affordanything.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.